Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Saturday, March 7th, 2026. Indiana Baseball dropped the second game to the Washington Huskies today to even the three-game series. Indiana struggled, getting only five hits against Washington righty Jackson Thomas, who had struggled in the season to date. Thomas kept the Hoosiers off balance with a mix of various off-speed and some high 80s fastballs with good location. Indiana starter Brayton Thomas was solid through 4 2/3, but without a lead, the Hoosiers held their better bullpen arms for a Sunday rubber match, and Washington took advantage, scoring 9 runs on 11 hits. The media met with head coach Jeff Mercer after the game.
If you can just open up with your perspective on the offense, obviously only 6 hits on the day. What was your perspective on the offense's kind of inability to break through today?
Yeah, we were just having a conversation about that same thing in the clubhouse a little bit. I wanted to get their perspective. We had opportunities early there in the first inning, hit by pitch, and then make an error. And we don't capitalize in the first inning or really the second. We had two guys on there also. It looks to me a little bit like they do a good job of getting to location on the plate to create some weak contact, and we're not taking care of the contact point. It's like you're just under it, you're just on top. And they're like in the fifth, sixth, seventh, we hit 4 or 5 balls hard, and then they started playing really well. Now they're playing really good defense, and they were confident. And so I think there was some immaturity, some youthfulness from it, which is a little frustrating. But it just looked to me like just a commitment to the contact point to, you get a cutter and an 0-0 count down and in. And you roll over for double play ball, or you get an 0-1 breaking ball in the middle of the plate, and it flips the count. Now you're in an 0-2 count or a 1-2 count. You pull off a breaking ball middle of the way, and you roll over. It's those flip counts, but there's the commitment to stay on your contact point and to drive the ball to the part of the field that you feel confident in. I've always been a firm believer in teaching them how to have at bats, how to cover your zone in the right count, the pitch that you want to cover. We don't cover pitches, we cover zones. And so when it really works, it works beautifully. It looks great, and you have to really string things together. And then when it doesn't, it looks really disjointed, and you have stoppers in between. And that's what it looked like today. It looked like you'd get a guy or two that was on the right zone and covering it well. And then you'd get a stopper right behind it. And they were able to get into some of those holes and some of those zones, whether it's the cutter in or the changeup, both sides of the plate with it. And you just couldn't string together quality contact. Then you get frustrated and probably overswing a little bit. And you immediately go over and miss some balls that were typically hit. So we have to be offensively, we have to be steadfast. Like we have to hold the ball on offense. I always kind of talk about hold the ball on offense. You have to be willing to be patient to get to the right zone. And then when you get it, stay on it and stick it. And then you pass it to the next guy. And you get to the right zone and you stay on it and stick it and you pass to the next guy. And so there's a freedom and independence within the offense that allows you to not have, if you're doing a scouting report, it should be 9 different scouting reports. There shouldn't be, you can't throw, hey, this one zone or that one zone. Or, hey, you can throw fastballs up or you can throw sinkers down. There shouldn't be one pitch or one pitcher that wipes us out, because everyone is a little bit unique in how they go about producing their offense. And today, just the last 2 days, really, just disjointed in the way that we were able to execute consistently down the line. And then you put so much pressure on your staff and those kind of things. And it doesn't allow you to open that game up. Well, really, typically in the past, we would have opened that game up. And whether you win or not, you don't know. But you give yourself a chance offensively to then manage the staff differently and go for it. But we weren't able to do that yesterday or today. And I've seen this group do it. I've seen this group do it against really good arms. I've seen it do it against good pitching. And truth be told, offenses go through ebbs and flows. And then they go through ups and downs. Today was the first time that we just didn't play very well. Really just we didn't execute on the mound as well as we have. We didn't play well offensively. We just didn't play very well. There are times that we've gotten beat, we've had leads late, we kind of lost it for whatever reason, but we've always played pretty well. Today was the first time we just didn't play very well, and it's time to just have to tip your cap and move on. But, we weren't able to string together the quality of the at-bat one after the other.
On the pitching end, you got two freshmen in-game action today. Would you like Ivan, and would you also say to Xavier when you were out there?
Yeah, you know, Ivan's really good. Ivan does a great job, works fast, three pitches, unique slot, gets both sides. He was really good. Jackson Bergman's not going to throw tomorrow. Was sick this week and didn't recover great, so he's not going to throw tomorrow. And so we had to, you know, obviously we have to go recover tomorrow's game. And so that means that Ivan's going to have to be back ready to go for the midweek and carry some of the load of the midweek. So, you know, Javi is supremely talented. Had some arm stuff. He was kind of barking there the first week or two. So trying to work him back into it. You know, realistically, if Javi is who he is, you know, he's a really good matchup. Forcing fastball with him would be really good. You know, fastballs were really good against them last night. You could see that with Tony and with Seabold both. I told him he's slow off the ground. You know, they can work on the mechanic of all of it, and they're working through their stuff. You know, but he's a 1-5 to the plate on the fastball. He's a 1-7 to the plate on a breakable. You're going to have to pick up the pace down the mound. And he and I talked about that in his last live outing. He threw against hitters the other day, and just talking about, hey, you're having some pace off the ground. And I've known Javi for years and years. I've known him and his family for a long time, so we recruited him. And so I just asked Matt, like, hey, can I go talk to him real quick? And, you know, obviously there's no problem with that. But, yeah, I just told him, like, hey, we've got to have tempo and pace off the ground. And then when you get down the mound, they're like, just let your athleticism go for it from that standpoint. And you could kind of see with the fluctuation in velocity where he's just kind of, sometimes he kind of steps on it and then he's kind of feeling for it. And it's just kind of the part of the deal for, a really talented young guy that's going to be a really good pitcher for us, but just has to get in there and do it. And now we're going to have, I think Jackson's back hopefully here in short order, but some of those innings we're going to have to cover, and he's talented enough to do that. So we wanted to try to get him in there, and hopefully we could sneak in there and he could throw a bunch of fastballs and beat him. But that was kind of a conversation with him. I thought Ivan did a really good job.
What were your thoughts on Brayton today? Obviously, he allowed a few runs early, but I felt like he bounced back there pretty well. So just talk a little bit about how he pitched today.
Yeah, I thought he managed a couple situations well. He's kind of just dealing with a little bit of fatigue and those things. First time starting and carrying more of a load and getting his pitch counts. You know, just the we talk about kind of the free bases early, gave him a couple of runs and opportunities. But yeah, he did a good job, of not allowing those innings to get big and controlling that. Once his velo count started to drop a little bit, we wanted to get him out of there, and Mike's been good for us. So I thought he did a fine job. He's good enough that when he's in the zone consistently, he doesn't give up a ton of hard contact. He's going to do a good job. It's just a matter of moving well down the mound and managing his body and managing being a first-time starter, the innings workload, pitch counts getting elevated, and making sure he's feeling as good as he needs to on a week-to-week basis. But, yeah, he's gotten so much better since last year, and so he'll continue to grow and do a good job. So it's nice to have a really good starter in him. But really, it was just that. A couple of free bases, a couple opportunities to give somebody. Because when he's ahead, he's in the zone. He's a pretty tough guy to handle.
What is your perspective on how Hogan Denny's done behind the plate so far defensively?
I thought he's done a really good job. A lot of it was, they're hitting balls into the outfield quite a bit, and there were some, we made most of the plays, but I wanted to try to keep the game as tight as we could. I like Cal Gates a ton. Kind of take a shot today with a little bit of. Took a really good BP, maybe a little bit of offense with him there. He did fine. There wasn't any great change in the way we played offense, and so there we were still in a relatively close game. So I wanted to try to play a little bit more offense and see if whether it was the third time through the lineup with their starter or in their first guy in the pen, that if we were able to make it a game from an offensive standpoint, that we held Pat in. The fact that they were going to put the ball in play, knowing that we were going to have to cover more innings tomorrow without the lead, the guys that we were going to have to put in the game, there was a pretty good chance there was going to be contact. And so I wanted to try to go chase some balls down with the wind blown out. But as far as Hogan was defensively, I thought he was very good. He's done a good job receiving. He's blocked really well. He's thrown well. Like he did a great job, making the change as far as putting him back into the outfield was more to try to play, you know, a better outfield defense as far as track and going and getting the ball and throwing and arm strength and those things to keep us in the ball game if we needed to from a defense standpoint out there. I had really nothing to do with him as far as defensively. So he's improved tremendously over the last year, you know, in all phases. His throwing is much better, his receiving, his game calling, blocking. He's a very good catcher. He's also a very good outfielder and probably our best outfield thrower by a wide margin. And when the wind's blowing out to center, right center, felt like it was probably the best bet to go back and put everybody more in their typical positions in the outfield.
The Hoosiers and Huskies play for the series in a rubber match at noon on Sunday. See you at the BART.